Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
At 11:30 on Grant and Danny, live from Nationals Park, FP Santangelo will join us. Show continuing from the site of tonight's Game 1 of the Division Series. Cubs throwing Kyle Hendricks, Steven Strasburg. Toeing the rubber for the Nats, and we're asking you, what will Stras look like tonight? Will he be great? Will he be okay? That was kind of the way that we felt about his only other playoff start against the Giants, going back to 2014 that he's ever had. Or will he struggle? Pick one of those three options, great, okay, or struggle. Where are you going, Danny?
I think he'll be okay. I think he'll be okay here. The expectation that he comes in with about how excellent he's been in the second half of the season, how good he's been throwing – this is a different animal. This is the Nationals in the postseason. This is not the thing where we just go, hey, they're better on paper, so they just get to win. See Giants, San Francisco, where the Nats were infinitely better than a mid-80s win team that were the Giants, and yet we know how that all went out. They were better than the St. Louis Cardinals. Again, we know how that turned out. I don't know that they were necessarily 100% better at that point last year without Strasburg and with some guys banged up versus the Dodgers, but, you know, it's even Steven. We don't have a great sample here for this team rising to the occasion and guys that are excellent all year long being excellent come postseason time. I think he'll be fine. I don't think it'll be embarrassment. I don't think he's getting Luis Severino here where he gets to a third of an inning and has already given up three homers and we don't know what to do with our hands. I think he'll end up with a line against a good offense where it's, you know, 5 1/3, 5 2/3, 3 runs, you know, 8, 9 base runners end up reaching. I may be overdoing this here in terms of this lineup, but I think he'll be fine tonight. I don't think he'll be as electric as he has been because that's almost unrealistic at this point.
I think Stras will be great tonight. I'm going to give him 6 innings, may start the 7th on the hill, but I'm going to say he pitches 6 innings of 5-hit, 2-run ball. I think he strikes out 7 and walks 1. You make a start in the playoffs, you go 6 innings, you give up 2 or fewer, that's great.
You've tipped your cap, you've done it.
I mean, last year, over 40% of the outs recorded in the postseason in Major League Baseball.
An amazing stat, by the way, this.
Came from the bullpen. So if he goes out and gets you 18 outs and gives up 2 runs, that's great. And I think that's what he's going to do tonight. I expect him to pitch really well. I understand what you're saying about those other games, those other pitchers. That's got nothing to do with tonight, number one. And number two, Strasburg threw better down the stretch than any of those guys.
Yes, he did.
Let's go to the phones. Is he going to be great, like I think, okay, like Danny thinks, or will he struggle? Let's start with Chris, who's in Hyattsville on line 3. Chris, you're on the fan. Thanks so much for giving us a shout.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah, I think tonight is the night for Strasburg. You know, a couple of things. One thing that really cannot go understated this year or overstated is that his new delivery. I mean, the stretch position has really helped him become more accurate and locate his pitches a lot better, and he doesn't have the tendency to spiral out of control if he's got a bad inning. Or, you know, remember, he always had the bad first inning problems. Really haven't seen him have those this year like he's had in the past. So, and I think the stretch delivery is part of that. But so I think tonight is the night for him. The weather's going to be great. It's not going to be too hot or too cold for Stras, and it's his time.
It's 100% right about the delivery. I really think he found something. I mean, he said eventually he wants to go back to the windup, but I'm kind of going, hey, maybe you don't do that. Maybe you just do this forever because it's streamlined and it's easy. He's a big guy. I mean, you look at his arms, GP, when he's standing there just talking to you. His arms hang down almost to his knees. It's just this long-armed kind of guy. And there's a lot of movement, a lot of violence in that bottom half on the delivery. I would keep him as simple as possible. And that's what he's done this year. It's just been as simple as possible. Come to the stretch, barely lift that front leg, everything's going towards home. You may lose a tick in miles per hour, but you're gaining it in command, movement, and just sort of the overall touch and feel of his pitches. He hasn't lost any of them all season long. He's been so good, I'd say stay this way.
And I think a lot of his game, pitching in general is this way, baseball is this way, but for him, he is very much a mental, kind of cerebral guy who gets in his own head a lot.
Yeah.
if he thinks in any way from a mechanical standpoint or a health standpoint that he's cleaner and he's better and more efficient from the stretch, mm-hmm. then maybe that's all that matters. Now, I remember asking a couple guys that I consider pitching experts at the major league level. I said, he's going to go to this stretch thing all the time. How different is it? And their point is a lot of times it just helps a guy in his mind think that something's better, think that he's better off, think that this pitch, which he's had more success from the stretch, is going to be better. And that's half the battle. And it's clear to me that he's very comfortable doing this, and it has worked, and so there's no reason not to because there's no drawback to it. Let's go to Great Falls line two. Lurita is on the horn. Strasburg, great, okay, or struggle tonight? What do you got?
Well, first, friend Danny, thanks for doing Nats baseball all day. I just wish we could do it all day, all the time.
Our pleasure. Happy to do it.
I think Stras is going to not only be great, I think he's going to be awesome. I think he's healthy, and I think he's hungry. I think the weather is perfect. I think I'm going to be looking where his foot lands. Is it pointing toward home, or is it veering off to the left? But other than that, I think he's got something to prove. And I think, I know you said that you think he's going to maybe, you know, strike out six or seven. I think he's going to go for double digits because this is his chance to prove that he's the ace. He's a Cy Young contender, and this is his night.
This lineup will give you a chance to do that, Lurita. Thank you for the call. I mean, they do swing and miss a bunch. They're going to barrel some balls. They're going to hit the ball hard. I'd be surprised if they don't hit a home run, and you just hope it comes with nobody on base for a solo shot. We saw that with Max Scherzer in the playoffs last year. Solo home runs are not going to kill you. And that sometimes is the difference between the best pitchers, the aces, and everybody else, is they're in the strike zone so much that when they give up a homer, they kind of tip their cap and go about their business because now it's 1-0. Or if you were up 2-0 or 2-1, you know, now the game's tied. It's the 3-run homer that gets you in big, big trouble.
That kills you.
It's the 2-run homer when you're tied in the sixth inning that gives a team all the momentum. Those are the buckle down moments where you can't make the big mistake.
Right, the guy guesses right. Your own velocity does most of the work. He picks a spot and the barrel runs into it. He gets paid to play too. I mean, the moment that changed Game 5 last year, besides the Nats not pushing more runs across when they had ample opportunity, is Max Scherzer going into that, I believe it was the seventh inning, mid to high 90s pitches, an unbelievable piece of hitting by Jock Peterson. A really good, well-located pitch that Peterson spanks out of the yard to left field. Now, that changed the game, obviously, because of the nature of it, but at a certain point, you kind of go, that was actually really impressive, Jock Peterson. Not much more I could do with that. That was a well-executed pitch. He hit it out. Those normally don't undo you, though. You're right.
Let's go to Harry in Arlington. Grant and Danny live at Nats Park. Steven Strasburg starts for the Nationals, 7:30 first pitch. We're wondering if he's going to be great, okay, or struggle. I got great. Danny's got okay. What do you think, Harry?
Hey, guys. Do you just live for this or what? This
yes,
is
sir,
fantastic.
I do. Yes, I do.
This has only been several months of waiting very patiently for tonight.
That's right. I've got three boys, 13, 9, and 11. They all play travel ball. I'm surprising them with tickets tonight's game. I've been teasing them, telling them that we're just going to go somewhere and watch the game with some friends. And I think we're going to see something really special out of Strasburg. I watched him play last Friday. I've been watching him since the break. He's due. The stars are aligned. He's been waiting for this. It's obviously not great that Max had to miss his start in game one, but this is what he's been waiting for, and I think he's going to light it up tonight.
Wow. So take me through your plan here. So you've been telling them you're going to just take them to go watch. I guess he's gone. So he's
hopefully they're not listening.
Yeah. I bet you they're not.
Imagine they're in school. But
so he's got three kids, and how cool is this? Oh, we're going over to so-and-so's house, and he just gets on 395. They don't know any better. And they don't, at what point did they know they're going to the Nats game? When they see Nationals Park?
When they park in the lot.
Yeah.
That's where they're going. No, he lives down here. He's got a big house.
If you're trying to fool like your girlfriend or something, or your wife or something, she's going to be pretty plugged in.
She'll figure it out.
Once you get on the highway. I think with kids, you could probably like be at the ballpark and they're like, wait, is our friend's house next to the ballpark?
You're like buying concessions. And he's like, no, he lives in section 106.
What a cool idea. Good for you. Have a blast and go get a W, can you? Please? Nationals Park is the scene of Grant and Danny. Our double play, because it's Friday today, will be winning off the field at 11:45. That is coming up in about 20 minutes. On the Blitz today at noon, make note, we're talking Skins, Nats, and Caps. Last night, Alex Ovechkin with the 18th hat trick in his illustrious career. Next, FP Santangelo of Masson Sports joins us. We'll get his keys to this series. What is he worried about when it comes to the Cubs? What is he like for the Nationals in this matchup? You're listening to G&D on the Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.